Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Wine and Whispers.
I usually come back in whispers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my flow is off today.
It is. We're not recording at a normal time.
Right. So I feel like my brain is a whole different mindset. It's not working the way it normally works. So
it's not picking up what you're putting down.
Bear with me today. I have a feeling that this is going to be a goodie, but a squirrely one today.
But guess what?
Yeah.
It ties right in with the theme.
Okay, beautiful.
With the topic. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Let's uncork
and unwater today. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah. We don't have, you know. Listen. About this is not normal today.
I could probably find something.
No, let's behave.
Let's behave, yes. She said. Yes, which I fully behave. Support because I don't want to go rummage either.
Right.
Nikita.
So, Denise.
Piggybacking off of
us in a little bit of a stupor, like a non-alcoholic stupor.
Okay. Are you usually the one that has all your shit together?
Even though you don't have all your shit together?
I was about to say, I have a great facade of my shit being together. When I tell you my facade is on point, on peak, on time, every day, absolutely. But when you dig deep, yo, I don't know what the fuck I be doing half the time. I be winging it like nobody's business.
I can relate.
Okay, love that.
Do you find yourself being the one either in a family setting or a friend setting that no matter what other chaos everyone else has going on, they still like, but Nikita can handle it?
All the fucking time.
You know what they call that?
Nope.
Carrying the mental load.
If you're the person that always figures it out and no one had to worry about, you're not going to receive the same amount of empathy as people who can't handle anything. I had this realization today talking with one of my friends that I do not receive the same empathy that other people do in my circles, in my family, and whatever, because I always figure it out. I am always the person that figures it out. I've never been the person that my family has had to worry about. I always land on my feet. I will not receive the same amount of empathy, and I could be going through 5 times the issues that somebody else is going through in my circle or in some, but they will receive more empathy because that's taking them out. And it, for you, could be something that you would eat for breakfast. You can handle that like it's nothing because you can handle bigger things. And you're not, you know what you're never going to get? You're never going to get the empathy because you skate through life's challenges like it's easy, like it's nothing. And on top of that, if you're attractive, less empathy there. If you're skinny, less empathy there. If you're successful and you're doing well, even less empathy there because you've got it all figured out, don't you? You've got it all figured out. You're walking on water. Everything's going good for you. You don't need extra help. Isn't that funny how we receive less empathy simply because we navigate life well? Why is it that people have to crash out, have a mental breakdown, have a whatever, for someone to reach out and go, wow, you're struggling? Why can't it just be, wow, this person is navigating something difficult? How do you really feel about that? Why does there have to be this crazy reaction to something for someone to go, she's not okay? Why can't people just not be okay? Even if they're handling it great, why can they now also not be okay? So just thoughts I was thinking about, and this is for fellow independent people and, you know, high performers and high earners or whatever. I'm sorry that you don't get the same empathy that other people do that are experiencing less and navigating less. And I'm not saying that from a place of competition. You know what I'm talking about. You are capable of handling and experiencing more. Your stress capacity is more, yet the empathy for you being able to handle it is less. I'm sorry that that's the case. So I'm sorry. And I see you and I hear you. And I hope this video gave you a little bit of validation.
Well, then I do it all the time. Yeah. And it's annoying. Because I'm tired too. But I can't show that I'm tired because Nikita always got it. Oh, you need so-and-so? Yeah, Nikita can do it. You need X, Y, and Z?
Nikita could do it.
Nikita got it. Call Nikita. She probably won't answer, but if you text her, she'll respond.
What happens when you set a boundary?
Yo, Nikita been acting funny. She called you recently? Has she responded to your text message? No, Negro, because I'm tired. So I don't want to talk to you no more.
That part. So, it's been said.
Oh.
I'm going to get a little philosophical.
I know, I felt it. I was like, oh.
It's been said, typically the people who are seen as that person.
Who carry the mental load.
Who carry the mental load very well. And people don't typically stop to think that, okay, they have their own set of chaos going on and they still add to the plate. Typically, those people who handle or manage or quote unquote seen as managing it well mm-hmm. are people that had a childhood where they didn't have the support system to feel that they could extend themselves for support. So they learn how to support themselves and become independent.
I mean, if we're looking at it from that aspect, then absolutely. So I definitely grew up with a single household. I definitely grew up with a single parent household.
Mm-hmm.
So then in my household, my mom was gone from 6 a.m. in the morning till
6 in the evening, maybe.
No.
Or later.
Later. 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Oof. Like, she'd get home late.
Okay.
Latchkey. Yeah, I was very much a latchkey kid.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't grow up in the 80s, but you're a latchkey.
I am a latchkey.
I just want to throw it out there for you guys. She wasn't an 80s baby.
I'm not, but I'm definitely I was definitely a latchkey kid.
Right.
Took the bus, took public transportation. I did all of that. I walked to the studio. I had to find my own dinner. If I didn't have school lunch that day, I starved. I always found lunch some way. So I was always doing all of that. So it was definitely one of those where I made it work. No matter what. If I knew my mother wasn't coming home because she had a meeting, she had a project she was working on, whatever it may be, well, I'm just going to figure it out. How am I getting to the dance school? How am I getting to my piano class?
Right.
Who's taking me? How can I get somebody to take me?
You had to figure it out.
Yeah.
You are the person that always figures it out.
I am. I still am. It don't matter. I live in a state of chaos. You know that about me.
I do know. So I'm going to segue that. So notice how I said you're the one that always figures it out.
You figure shit out too.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you remember that phrase that was said to me when I was working in a corporate setting? And she was like, you're the one that can fly the plane and the engine has been built.
Yes. Because you figure shit out. Like, why is that a compliment?
Right.
Though? Why can't you figure shit out?
Why do you have to reward such behavior? Not to say that it's a bad behavior. It's a good trait to have when it's being used and managed properly. But it's overwhelming. I'm going to pause. I hope I sent it to us and I didn't forget to send it to us. There was someone I saw a post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And the young lady, she said, I was blown away when I heard this phrase. And her phrase that she heard was, you're not overwhelmed, you're overstimulated.
No.
I sent that today or something
yes,
like that, right?
You have it. I can literally do that right now. Because
and then we can insert
new.
It right here.
Say this with love. You're not overwhelmed. You're overstimulated by your own avoidance and procrastination.
You ready?
Ready.
Nope. Okay, so maybe
it's okay. We'll insert it later.
Oh, I'm gonna insert it.
She's gonna. Well, you gonna what? Insert it or I'm gonna insert it?
One of us will.
Okay.
First off, that sounded so wrong because that's what he said.
What? I'm gonna segue this one. So
I said squirrely, y'all. I prepared you from jump.
Ooh. Let me give you guys some statistics here. According to the American Psychological Association, 67% of adults who describe themselves as high functioning report feeling burnt out, but they just don't show it. Do you think we train or we over sensationalize?
That's a
big
word.
Say that 2 times in a row.
No.
People to treat us this way because we're always saying we got it.
No, because sometimes I don't say I got it. I vividly remember being in a corporate setting and saying, I don't know if I have the bandwidth to do this. We left the meeting, and then my director emails me outside of the meeting and says, hey,
What you mean?
so I just wanted to reach out about that statement that you said about you not being able to get it. This technically is part of your job description as being part of an HR personnel in this staff. So these are the things that I'm going to need you to do. I set my boundary, and she said, fuck my boundary.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you set that boundary, people are like aghast. Like, how dare you say that you can't take on my additional load plus your load?
Because, bitch, I don't want to. That's what I wrote in my email.
No, you didn't.
I erased it.
You did not write that.
But that's what I wrote in my
That you
email.
wrote in your head. It was one of those moments you write it. Fuck you in this shit. As per my last email. And then you look at it and you're like, delete, 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 delete,
Yes,
delete.
absolutely. I wasn't leaving going on to the public server. Then my friend came in and saw my face and read my email and laughed. And she walked out.
She didn't even try to help you?
Nah, she said, you got it, girl. She knew that I was mad and I was writing, and she knew I wasn't gonna send it, but she said, you need to do this. You got it, girl. I'm gonna come back later. Let me know when you want me to proofread it. Cause you're gonna need a proofreader. I said, I will. Cause
Wow.
first off, we her name was, let's say her name was something, and we definitely put a curse word in front of her name. And it was not what her real name was.
Like, you effing bitch.
Yeah.
Something like that along the
Yeah,
lines.
let's not say it out loud.
Nope.
Because it wasn't friendly. And it's a word I don't use very often because I also think it's a vulgar word.
Ooh, yeah, I know what word that is.
But I definitely, her whole name in my phone is still that. Don't give a fuck. It's not changing either. It autocorrects at this point to that.
Really?
Sorry.
Let's move to the next
I'm like, what
punt.
are we
Oh, I
talking
mean
about?
point.
You're not funny. I saw what you did there. She's slick, y'all.
A.
What was A?
Listen, this is the bewitching hour. Should we do wine after dark?
Well, that'd be fun,
Ooh, that.
but then we have to have lighting. Like,
Mood lighting?
yeah, you can't have our regular lighting. We need like real mood lighting with like
Hold, please.
up
Don't
lights.
tempt me with a good time.
Where the fuck is she going, y'all? Y'all, where is she going? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, look at her cross. Look at her cross. I want you to know, the excitement that, I don't know. The excitement that she just got, first off, this is the bewitching hour. And all of a sudden she said that well, make sure you like the color. That ain't the okay, right there. Go back. Okay, well maybe we don't need it to stop right there. Just, oh. Well, that's part of the mood lighting. I was definitely looking straight into this camera,
I
y'all.
don't know why.
I didn't mean the camera. I meant I was looking straight into the light and it blinded me for like a hot second. Whoo, this one eye right here.
Okay, so this one's not gonna do it for us.
This one right here, y'all. Can't see out of
Mood
it.
lighting, I love it. I can see it from this area.
What you want me to do? You want me to? Okay. Look, I gotta move now, y'all.
Un momento, por favor.
First
We're
off,
back. It's a whole vibe. I love this for us.
first off,
I love this for us.
I feel if we sit in this light and we need to make sure we definitely have alcohol, wine after dark needs to be a real thing now.
Well, I mean, we're
Next
testing
week.
it out
No,
and
we got you
seeing.
next
Yes,
week,
we
y'all.
got it.
Do I? I don't know. I might be making promises I can't keep, but we're gonna figure it out.
Tell me this isn't a vibe, though.
I don't know.
Go check the camera.
No, I wanna be surprised.
Okay.
So I don't wanna edit this one.
Really?
I low key wanna be surprised
Okay,
now.
this is
Okay.
so fun. get so excited, guys.
Okay, what are we talking about? I want you to know, I know I said squirrel, but I thought the squirrel was for me.
Nah, y'all, the squirrel was for Denise.
Listen, we're setting the vibe.
Okay.
All right. So, we were talking
about... This can't be every episode. This gotta be special episodes.
This gotta be special episodes, you know, when we're talking about certain things, you know, at night.
At night. What if we just start...
We'll record at night.
Right. You know?
Sometimes we record during the day, sometimes we record at night. Okay. I'm bringing us back.
But now they're gonna know.
Okay, sorry.
So what?
Oh, okay, my bad. Bring us back.
Wine after dark.
Wine. That's how it opens now from now on. We need a whole new opener.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to Wine After Dark.
Oh, shoot.
You're welcome.
Hey.
I can... Well, remember, I worked production, and I was told that my voice can sound very sultry.
Okay, sultry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I don't have it.
Welcome to Wine After Dark. We're talking about being overstimulated and overwhelmed in a setting. More often, you are the one that people go to without realizing or checking in your mental capacity and your mental load.
And that's disrespectful.
You like that?
I did, actually.
All right, so let's continue.
Does that mean we have to talk quiet when after dark?
I just want to set the mood real quick.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
You were talking about how you were setting a boundary by sending an email, and I called.
And this dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Very good.
But we are moving on from that now, because you said, on another punt, you mean point.
Yes.
Point.
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 A 2023 Pew, we used Pew before.
We have.
P-E-W.
Mm-hmm.
Research. Study found that 59% of women report being the primary organizer in the household, remembering birthdays, managing schedules, buying gifts,
which is that mental overload that we mentioned before.
It's annoying. But it falls in the category of being overstimulated, overbooked, if you're working in that type of capacity,
mm-hmm.
and undernapped. Let me talk to you about being undernapped.
I love a good nap, y'all.
Let me talk to you about being undernapped. So if you guys don't already know, I work 7 days a week. I know Nikita works 7 days a week, too. But we work 7 days a week in different capacities of what our body requires from
Correct.
Us.
Correct. Absolutely.
So it's very rare that I have moments or pockets of time where I can take a nap.
I can take a nap sometimes.
And when I say take a nap, typically I may close my eyes for maybe at most 30, 40 minutes, which is your typical power nap,
that's
right?
That's a crappy power nap.
It is a crappy power nap. And I'm usually in and I purposely sit in the couch in my house, because then if I get in the bed, I'll be too comfortable and I'm not going to want to get up.
Okay.
So the other day, my day was short. I didn't have as many appointments.
Okay.
And this is in New York.
Okay.
And I came home, I chatted with my mother and my sister, and then I said, you know what, I'm not going to leave just yet because the traffic is crazy leaving New York going into New Jersey.
Always.
So I'd rather leave later in the evening knowing that I have an hour or less drive. Like, it's anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour with no traffic. And that's true.
And with traffic, it can be easily 2 hours. So yeah, F that noise.
Right? So I laid down on my sister's bed. My mother and my sister were chatting. They started watching a movie.
Okay.
This had to be like maybe 3:20 because my nephew came. He greeted me.
So he's home from school.
He's home from school. So it's after 3. I didn't wake back up, and I didn't even realize I fell asleep that hard. I didn't wake back up until like 6:30.
Did you know you? So you didn't know that you fell asleep.
I knew that I fell asleep, but I didn't realize that I was in a stumper.
Yeah, no, you were
because
tired.
Because my mother and my sister was like, "You needed that. You needed that." They was like, "You were snoring." And but here's the thing: like, I didn't move. Like, I literally stayed in
you
one position the whole time, and I felt it later. But I was in the same position.
Yeah, the her whole, body was sore.
Yeah, the whole entire time, right? Like, the dogs, sometimes when they need to go to the restroom, they'll jump up on the bed and get my sister's attention.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "You didn't feel the dogs jumping back and forth on you?" I'm like, "Nope, I was out like a light."
You were tired.
I was tired. So then I had the day after where it's typically our recording day, but like a lot of things was going on, and the kids had a half a day, and I took advantage of that. I came back from dropping them off.
You took a nap?
Man, well, I didn't take a nap per se, but I let my body rest.
So you weren't moving and grooving and like lifting and whatever.
No. And let me tell you, that is a real thing, being undernapped.
It is.
Because the way my body recharged, the way my mind recharged.
I mean, think about it though. So if you have to pick up your
drop your kids off at school. So that means you're getting up at like 7-ish.
That was very cute of you to say
6:30-ish.
That was even cuter.
What time do you wake up to get them ready for school?
I wake up to get them. Nella's first alarm is 5:40.
The fuck?
No, I lie. Her first alarm is 5:15, but she physically gets out the bed at 5:40. The only reason why I have her waking up earlier now is because she takes forever. And that's exactly why I do it. Because if I had wake up...
But what time do you wake up?
My alarm goes off at 5:15. But I'm not awake. I let it snooze. I let it snooze. I go wake her up. Snooze. Tell her to get up again. Snooze. Tell her to get out the shower. Snooze. Tell her to get out the shower. And then that second, last time, I now wake up. I have to wake up the little one and get her ready. So that's usually, but the little one gets out of the bed by 6:15. So by 6:15, I'm fully out of the bed and no longer going back and forth to sleep.
Okay, so I'm going to say 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, you are up. Because 5:15, you're still snoozing and yelling, but you go back and...
Yeah.
So 6 o'clock, you are up. So then looking at your average day, you don't get back into your house typically until 10 p.m.
Yes.
And then at that point, 10 p.m., your wind down happens, but your kids' wind down needs to happen too, because they're, whether they were home or not,
they're
excited to see you. So then they get all angsty again. So then realistically, 11:30,
yep,
is when they're going to sleep, which means
they're good about going to sleep in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then 11:30 is when you're finally hitting your bed.
Yeah.
And you're then winding down, so let's give you an extra half an hour, so 12-ish, is when you're finally probably putting your phone down, closing your eyes, and hopefully napping and going to sleep.
Right.
Because 12 to 6 is a nap.
Pretty much. And throughout the day, I'm getting the teacher emails. I'm getting the work communication from clients that need this, or this needs to be adjusted, or this question has to, or...
I'm texting her about something.
We're texting about things that need to happen between us.
Or just bullshit.
Right. Mm-hmm. The things that he may not remember that he needs for me, and it's like... Yeah. And then you have your other external people who are, like, asking things of you, and it's like, you got to do it before you forget. And trust me, if I'm not doing it within the 5 minutes that I have the conversation with you, it's gone. It's gone. It's completely gone. And I people can joke around and say it's a part of perimenopause.
No, it's not.
It's a part of having so much on your plate that your brain is trying to process everything rapidly.
No, your brain...
And you just can't.
Your brain is deciding that whatever information somebody told you isn't important enough to be on your plate, to stay on your plate, and it drops it.
That part.
That's what it is. Because, I definitely go through it where if it's not one in my calendar or I haven't written it down, I absolutely cannot remember to do it. It's gone.
You squirrel easily. But we both squirrel easily.
But it's not even that I squirrel easily, right? It's just the fact that if it's not in front of my face to then do it later.
Out of sight, out of mind.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. And then, sorry. But not sorry. Like, if it was important, my brain would have remembered it. That's a lie. It's just gone. And it's just gone because I'm trying to manage my schedule, my husband's schedule, my kids' dance schedule to make sure, am I teaching tonight? Do I need to get choreo done? Shit, I got to get that done. I need to make sure, what rentals do I have? Do I need to be there today extra early or not? Like, it's a lot of that.
And I think there's this also, like, misconception that because we own and operate our own...
We have fucking freedom.
Yeah. We have a lot of free time on our hands, or we have a lot more wiggle room to do things. But they don't... There's this lack of understanding as an entrepreneur, the amount of things that are going through your brain. See?
Look.
I'm trying to find the words, people. Give me a break.
It's the witching hour.
It is the witching hour. The amount of things or tasks or tabs that are open in your head to be able to manage, aside from your personal life.
Correct.
Like, it's, come on. I don't know.
No, it's a lot. But then, again, we're always the person who says, yeah, we got it. Or everyone looks at us and says, yeah, so-and-so got it. Denise? Oh, yeah, don't worry. Just text her. She'll make it happen.
Right.
Bitch, don't text me. If you're not my person, don't text me.
even then, if you're my person, you should be able to pick up. Like, my sister and I, we like, and I would hope to think, right, that we have a level of recognizing things between the two of us, right?
I would hope so.
She came home. I came home before I took the nap. This is all the same day. So I got in and I was like, you know, yip yapping away. Like, da 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 da. And I stopped and I looked. Her body language, something was off. And I stopped and I looked at her. And it was the simplest thing to say, hey, you okay? What's wrong? And she was just like, something just happened and I'm just really overwhelmed by it. Not in a bad way. She was overwhelmed in a good way. But like, if you're not in tune with your person, you could miss that. And luckily for me, it was a good feeling of overwhelm for her, right? Mm-hmm. But what if it wasn't and I missed it?
Right. You wouldn't have been able to help her get through what she needed to get through in that moment.
Right, because she could have easily kept on keeping her face and not letting me know what was going
Absolutely.
On. Right? And especially if it was something that where she doesn't want to add an additional burden,
mm-hmm.
she could have easily been like, I'm okay. And that. I would have been none the wiser because I would have been too consumed in my own self.
Because you needed a nap.
And this is exactly part. And that's the thing, right? So it could be part, I got my own shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not recognizing you got your own shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have my own shit going on, I don't recognize your own shit going
Correct.
On.
Correct.
Or it could be as simple as, it's all about me. I don't care what's going on with you, but I need you to fix whatever's going on with me.
Right. Because I need it right now in this moment. I don't care.
Right.
But please help me.
And I think sometimes women, more specifically women, feel that with, I'm not stereotyping, I'm generalizing because I can only speak to the experiences that I know. But I think that happens more often than not in male-female relationships, husbands and wives, where, I think we mentioned it, a single married mom, right? A single married mom is a mom that does everything and the husband just either shows up as the fun dad or shows up and everyone's like, oh, look, he's babysitting his kid. No, he's not. That's his kid.
That's his child.
Or his kids. He shouldn't be babysitting them because they're his.
A parent doesn't babysit.
Right. But the mom is the one that's doing my earring.
It's a lovely hoop today. I do love him.
But the mom is the one that's doing everything, running around, remembering everything. And the dad just shows up and is like, okay, dad's here. And he gets passed.
It's that video of where it was on Instagram a long time ago. They had the daughter and the father and they were like, can you name your daughter's?
Right.
I'm glad you already know. What is your daughter's teacher's name? Had no idea. When's her birthday? No idea.
I did not know your kid's birthday.
What sport does she play?
How many friends do they have? What's the friend's name?
Why don't you know the information? Because you have a single married mom life.
Yep.
Disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
But then you're not recognizing when your single married mom, your single married wife,
is overwhelmed, overstimulated.
Because she's being a mom, a dad, a friend, a homemaker.
And when she calls you out on it, you're like, what do you mean? Where is this coming from? Again, is that every single relationship?
No,
people, don't come for me, okay? But I'm just speaking to the extreme situations.
It's a generalization.
Yes. And sadly, it happens more often than not. That's why the term exists.
Still a generalization. But also, at the end of the day, I want you to know that I lost my thought. Mm-hmm. Like, I had it and I lost it.
I know. You want to come back?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, single married mom.
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm finding it.
Keep talking.
74% of people who identify as caretakers say they feel guilt or shame when they can't be the go-to person as per the National Alliance for Caregiving.
Do you think that resonates a little bit?
Absolutely.
You okay?
I'm still trying to find it, yo. Can I read your statistic? I do better
sure.
reading.
Sure, you read the statistics?
No, no, I just want to read the one you just said.
Okay.
So I can process what you said.
It is. Hold on, guys. I'm just going to take this earring off because I got a bed.
Oh, so wait. So this is a very valid fact because I feel like I definitely have moms. I know a lot of moms at this point who are single married moms, who are just moms, who are not single married moms and they're married moms. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Whatever. They have the regular the regular marriage of splitting between mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely heard multiple times in multiple conversations with multiple people saying that they feel bad and they feel like a bad mom because they couldn't do X, Y, and Z
with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not just she, but others in general. And it's just interesting because I'm just like, but you are doing what you physically can so that at the end of the day, you can also make your kid have a better life. One.
Yeah. My kids tried to come for me and talk about something. You don't never come to the conferences and the I said, hold up, pause. What'd you say now? I had to lay into her real quick and let it remind her, don't you dare. Because who gave up their whole entire birthday weekend? I didn't do anything but come to your three-day conference.
Who's giving their whole entire birthday weekend up again?
For a second year in a row. Right. Well, we're not going to get into that. I need you to refocus on me real quick.
Shit.
Hey! Not my teeth getting off.
Yeah, because karma's a bitch. Okay? Because you come for me and you found my squirrel moment, karma.
I'm saying, you asked me to loop you back. I'm looping you back. Okay. So, in moments like that, Nikita, you're so funny. I can't stand you.
Hope y'all felt the shade, too.
How do you communicate that you're not okay without feeling you're like you're failing? Her man is singing right now.
I'm what?
Your man is singing.
My man is singing.
Your man is singing.
My man is singing. Ooh! So I definitely squirrel.
I'm going to repeat the question for you.
No, wait. Okay. Wait. I definitely had a boyfriend that used to sing. And when he sang, he could sing. And I would just be like, ugh. Okay. So I think that the way that I do it, see, I came back on my own. The way that I do it, I will say that my husband knows when I'm already in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
And
he should.
He does. So it's whether he's physically there to notice it, right? That's okay. The hardest part. Because
you can't tell by your tone when you're talking?
I don't talk to people on the phone.
Oh.
I talk to you on the phone.
Really?
I hate talking on the phone.
Oh.
You should feel special.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because I just don't feel like texting all that long.
Oh. See, I would text.
Oh, okay.
Or I'd send you a voice note.
We do voice notes.
Right. Listen, you can always call me and I will always answer your phone.
Okay.
She's one of the few.
Is that the Brenda in me?
It is the Brenda in you. I wasn't going to say
I like the live reactions.
Yeah. That's the Brenda in her, and that's okay. So, we don't talk on the phone, right? So, he knows because it's one of those where I'm very much a chatty Cathy with the people that I enjoy being with.
Okay.
So, when I start saying, okay, sure, sounds good, he'll stop me and be like, I fucked up, didn't I? And I'd be like, yeah.
You do know that's a little passive aggressive, though, right?
Much business. Because at that point,
I do it too, but I'm just saying.
No, it's definitely how I do it, right? And I understand that it is passive aggressive, but at that point, I'm just tired. And I don't have the energy to verbalize what I'm feeling. I don't have the energy to say what I need to say because I'm just tired. So that's when I just, yeah.
Because I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm tired. I did a 13-hour day. I don't have the energy. I did a 13-hour day and I taught 4 classes. I answered 25 parents. I answered the emails. I still had to talk to my mother and my father because of something that happened.
And now you want me to have the mental load for you.
Yeah. Correct. I don't got it.
Well,
what do you do?
Some suggestions.
She ignored my question.
Some suggestions are, you know, start saying, I'm not at my best today. Instead of pretending everything's fine, be honest, but it doesn't feel like an overshare, right? So you're like, I'm not in the mood. I will say this, similar situation like with Andre and I, if I'm like feeling overwhelmed or whatever, I may be a little passive aggressive. And then eventually he's like, well, what's wrong with you? Is everything okay? And I'm like, well, you're not my favorite person right now. That is one of, like, he uses it on me too, but it's one of our favorite phrases where
you guys are funny.
It's letting the other person know, like, you did something that fucked up, and I don't want to deal with it right now, because if I say what I want to say, I'm going to hurt your feelings.
You are not my favorite person.
So we say, you're not my favorite person right now. And then, and typically, he's the one that wants to break the ice and deal with the situations. I never want to deal with it.
I'm
not breaking. You should know what you did wrong. You should fix it.
Abso-fucking-lute.
Again, passive aggressive. I know. You ain't got to tell me. But you should know this already. We've been together. He likes to call it out, right? I say 18. He says 19. We've been together 18 and a half years. That's the middle ground, right?
Who says 18?
I say 18.
And he says 19.
Yes.
Okay.
So you should know what you got already. You should know that. Not to say that, you know, I can't change and grow and mature. But, like, if you know when it comes to arguments that if I start expressing myself and I start shutting down, like, kind of like how you start to shut down, you don't fucked up. And if I'm saying that you're not my favorite person, you don't fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I don't got the patience, the time, the energy. I'm just tired.
So that only adds on to my mental load, my feeling of feeling overwhelmed. And you should be able to. And I know that we need to do it too.
Be like you. Hold, please.
This is a wild episode, y'all. I just want y'all to know that
this is the bewitching hour for real.
I just wanted to be like Denise, y'all. I just wanted my mic to look like hers because I wanted us to match.
Okay.
And that's
we're matching now.
After
and we can still, you know, still look at you guys and turn to look at each other.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I lost it too. So we have no alcohol in our system, just so you guys
just
know.
I was like, this is a sober. Can you imagine us not sober? I feel like we would be hysterical,
or
maybe we need to do one walking, because I feel like if I'm not sober, I can't sit still for this long.
We've done them without sipping.
Yes.
And you sat still perfectly fine.
I said when I'm not sober.
Next point. Our brain can't process that right now.
Okay, what's the next point?
Next point!
You were giving me statistics.
I was giving you statistics. So the next statistic. Supporting statistic. Families who practice weekly emotional checks, which is what we were talking about. Because Andre and I have to do emotional
You're
checks.
You're not my favorite person right
You're
now.
You're not my favorite person right now. We do emotional checks, and so he'll be the one to initiate the conversation. I want to get to the statistic, guys, but I want to finish my thought because it came back. He'll be the one to initiate the conversation and say, well, what is the situation? Or if he knew what he did, mm-hmm. he is going to now have the conversation to try to explain to me
why
he did what happened. He did, how right, he did exactly. It. And I proceed to tell him, like, that doesn't help me, though.
Because you didn't fix the problem. I don't care why you did it. You still did it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So it says families who practice weekly emotional check-ins report 30% higher relationship satisfaction, according to the Gottman Institute. Okay. Report, like, expressing it out loud. Excuse me. Does that come with resolution, or is it just people saying it out loud?
It doesn't specify, right?
No. I'm interested to know, because if you're just saying it out loud, like,
I don't care,
without a resolution, is it really beneficial?
Right. It don't feel beneficial at that point. You're just saying it out loud to state a fact.
Right.
I know you upset. What are we going to do about it?
Correct.
I know you are doing 75 things this week. How am I helping you?
Right.
I don't know if I like that statistic.
Okay.
It doesn't give me enough juice.
Okay.
What? It doesn't give me enough meat. That's what I meant to say. That's what she meant to say.
The other suggestion it gives us, instead of So it's trying to say mental load and keeping a brave face and not letting everyone know what you're feeling is like almost like the superhero cape. It is. I agree. Okay. And it's saying instead of keeping the cape on, take it off and replace it with the cozy blanket. I don't know if I like that, but I get where it's trying to go. Be unmasked. Be real. Be honest. So this way you're not carrying everyone else's load. And people know that they can that you're setting boundaries and they got to respect it. It's going to get some getting used to, but, you know.
I get it.
What is your thought process? Your face is saying a lot right now. So what are you trying to say to?
I don't know if I can verbalize what I'm feeling. Like, so it almost feels like you're telling me to be less. Look at that. It's your kid and Kiki. Aww. And they think that I don't see them because of that. But I'm legit staring at them. Why would you wave?
So they can stop.
They're not gonna stop. And she's loud. Your kid is loud.
Of course. Because she feels entitled.
You know, her laugh is funny.
Yeah, her laugh is very distinct.
Her laugh reminds me of Goofy.
She loves the Goofy movie.
Wait, she definitely has like a Goofy laugh. Like, for real. I know, you know, I want to know that I lost my thought at this point.
It's okay. So, for inquiring minds, because we could edit this out, but this is too cute to not edit out.
I wish you could hear the Goofy laugh, though.
I wonder if it picks up.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
So, of course, yes, we live at the studio. I live at the studio because I'm a dance mom. She lives at the studio because she owns it.
I live at the studio.
So, we are recording.
At the studio.
At the studio, recording. While kids are in session.
And they're nosy.
And they're peeking. And this is part of the mental overload. Because why in the heck are they peeking when they know that they should be paying attention in class?
And I want you also to know that my teacher in me right now is like itching. It's itching to use my teacher voice and say, get back to class. And then on top of saying, get back to class, it's also itching to say, drop and give me 25 push-ups.
Ooh!
Because you weren't paying attention in class. It's just, I feel it in my soul.
Yep. Should I scare them and go to the door?
Absolutely.
Nikita will give you the reaction, guys. Play by play.
Play by play, because they're acting foolish. You know they can see. Look, here, she opens. Look, she's pointing at them. They ran away. It's the laugh. You pulled it down. I can't reach it, girl. It's how these kids are just nosy. Like, nosy, nosy. It does. Guys, pray for us.
Guys, pray for us. Do you like the ambiance? I like it.
I like it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. So
it can't be an everyday thing.
No, it can't be. But do we do a wine after dark?
Look, y'all got her brain spinning.
Yo, this is a vibe. Wine after dark, the bewitching hour. What is it? Ask us. Maybe we do our whispers episodes like this.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Ooh,
yes.
Whisper to us in the dark.
In the dark. No.
Whisper in the dark.
No.
No? Whisper in the dark? No?
Whisper in the dark makes me think of... I read those books, so that was...
Oh, well, we can ask those questions, intimate questions.
Oh, yes. Then it kind of goes with the flow.
Yes.
She said, clock it. Clock it. It's gone, girl.
It's gone.
It's so gone.
And that's a wrap.
It is.
It's a full wrap.
I hope you guys enjoyed our kids interrupting. Because at this point, they're both our kids.
Right.
Plus her real child with her goofy laugh. I hope she watches this episode. just for this snippet where I say she got a goofy laugh. And then we need it. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all know what a goofy laugh is? Yeah. Why could you do that?
Because I love the Goofy movie. And then she so happens to love the Goofy movie.
Yo, that's how your kid laughs. It's not as...
It's high-pitched, though. Mine is deeper.
Okay, I'm done. For real.
If I could record her... Can we catch her?
Right now? No, you need to catch her in a car or something.
Yeah.
Low key.
Just record her.
Yeah. Listen, we always doing something.
I'll press the record like I'm sending you a sound. Oh, you know what I mean.
A voice note?
A voice note.
Oh, yeah, send me a voice note.
Yeah, and I know you would rip it and fix it.
I'd have so much fun.
I do great on editing videos. She does great on editing audio.
Just sometimes.
All the time.
Sometimes. Don't do it. Sometimes. It's because I do the music. I cut my own music and stuff. Yeah, that's what it is. Anywho, I do have a question before I run away.
Okay.
I kind of came back on track here.
Okay.
So when you have days, do you think when you have days that are going back and forth, you're carrying all this load and all those good things, do you think that's why your body just dropped dead on you the other day?
I think so. My body was like, bitch, sit the fuck down. Bitch, you need to recharge.
Okay.
Bitch, you need to take this deep nap. Because they said I was snoring. And I know.
Do you snore?
Let Andre tell you, he says yes. But I tell him, if I'm really tired or sick, yeah, I'm going to snore.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're sick.
Yeah.
And you're tired. Your body is just done.
Yeah. I'm done for. There have been times where I'm getting my lashes done, and I find myself taking a nap. And I know the reason why I know I'm taking a nap is because I heard myself snore.
You're funny. Do you know when you're about to hit your breakdown? Do you know when you're about to crash out? Like, do you see it, the signs that your just load is done?
Sadly, no.
It just hits you.
It just hits me. I'm pretty sure other people see it.
Okay.
But I don't.
Okay, that's fair. I don't see when I do it. I just know what happens.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. Like that time you got sick and I was like, what? She was just fine the other day.
I did.
Yeah.
My whole body just said, nah, bitch.
Yeah, but you said that it happens every year at the
because
same time.
Of these kids.
The germs.
And the germs. Yo, these kids and the germs change every year, and then it gets me. And I, listen, when I tell you that I do really good, I really don't get sick. I don't like being sick.
Yeah, right? I'm not if I'm sick, you know.
But there was definitely something, and one of these little kids touched me. They gave me their germs, because you know how little kids hug you? And you can't say no to the little kid hug because they're just trying to show you their love.
You're talking about the little-littles. The little-littles. The Saturday littles.
Yes, the littles-littles. Like, that's how they show you their love. They just want to give you a hug. And, like, you can't say no to them because then their feelings get hurt, right?
Yeah, because they don't know how to process that yet.
Right. So one of them comes sick. When I tell you, I'm on my vitamins this year for real. I'm not getting sick. Knock on some wood.
I had to lock my kids in a room when they got sick.
I don't care. I would have done the same thing.
I quarantined my husband to the living room, and he couldn't come into the room. And I had to, after he finished using the bathroom, he wiped, and then I came down and wiped.
Absolutely. I'm not getting sick.
I'm not catching what y'all got.
No, because once it goes in the kids and it ferments, and it comes to an adult, the adult system ain't the same.
Not it ferments.
It does. She's laughing at me, but nah, it ferments in them kids' bodies, and then when it gets to us, it's stronger. Listen, it ferments. Okay. It's like alcohol, them germs. Okay. Oh my god, it's so bad. So yes, so I don't know when it happens, my mental load. It just does happen, but when it does happen, I definitely, if I get sick, that's when I know that I've been doing too much, and I've been going too far, and I've been doing all the things, and I
should have sat. And your body needs to, somebody just lay me down, please.
Facts. Should have sat my ass down 2 weeks ago. And that was my body revolting against me.
Yeah.
I was out for a week.
You were.
I'm trying to travel this year. I can't be out for a week.
So, don't let no one else add to your load. Be able to speak to people and tell them, hey, I am not at capacity to do this right now.
Fuck you, bitch. Don't write in the email. Just say it out loud in your brain. Say what I said when I said it.
I'm just trying to recap what we need to do. Set boundaries. tell people how you're feeling and make sure you get your water, your IV fluids, your vitamins.
Yeah, you should have to get your vitamins.
And your sleep.
And your sleep.
Okay. Do all the things.
Okay. Especially during these bad cold weathers. Okay, thank you.
All right. See you next time, Wispies.
Bye, Wispies.
Hey, Wispies. Thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies.